You find me in a moment of crisis. Sort of. This crisis is, do I need to buy a new microphone? Should I buy a new microphone? No. Maybe you should buy a new microphone. But do I need to? I think you kind of do. Because I do invest in what I do. But do I need to buy a new microphone? Well, generally, that's what people do. Well, it's what you do. But I have microphones. I have 3 microphones in front of me because I'm considering if I don't buy a microphone, I should just swap out for one of the ones I have. Just my audio is very muddy at the moment. I'm a little concerned. I could swap out for the AKG, or I could swap out for this one, which I think this is a TK one. I wrapped this one up in audio tape and it says front. It's got a little label on it. Oh, see, when I get insecure about my audio, I know I need to put money into it. I don't want to rest my laurels. I don't want to cheat you. So I need to look for microphones. Do we have microphones? Oh shit, God, we've got microphones. It's just finding them. Right. I am a microphone. Where am I? Well, if you were a microphone, you wouldn't know where you were. That is a very fine point. Okay, this is the microphone, yes. Oh, this is the Aston. We might go Aston. Okay, but if we go Aston, we're gonna need a shop mount. Oh, got a problem. I think we're gonna go Aston or not. What is this? Is it an Aston? Yes, it's an Aston, but it doesn't have a shock mount. So I'm using a OC16 at the moment from Austrian Audio. It's one of my cheaper microphones. But the problem is, it's a stick handle, so the shock mount is skinny. So I need a thick shock mount. Right. Is this my shock mount basket? No, this is my audio interface basket. I'm gonna turn a light on. Okay. We have lights. We also have a shock mount, but not the one I need. What's this? That's the light. Audio interfaces. If you don't know what an audio interface is, it's what goes between a microphone and a computer, so they can communicate. Think of it as a audio signal translator. No shock mount. We do have a lot of memory cards though. Why are there memory cards in this basket? I don't know. What's that? It's got buttons on it. Okay. If we cannot find another shock mount, we are going to be limited to stick microphones, which will be the Austrian Audio and the AKG. Which isn't bad. The AKG is a fantastic microphone. However, it is a mite too bright for my liking. Which isn't bad. No, this is a basket of socks, not microphones. God. What is that? Oh god, if I can't find this, I'm gonna be freaking the fuck out because I'm so insecure about my audio, the sound on it at the moment. I don't know. It's just been muddy. I've just bought a new AI powered processor. No, not processor, compressor. So I'm hoping that will help. Oh wow. Can you tell that I'm panicking? I am panicking. What is that? What is that? I have all this random technology. Is that a microphone? That's another microphone. That's another TZ. What one is this? Oh, this is the Stella X Vintage. Again, not a stick microphone. So if we want to use this one, we're going to have to find a something or other. Another shock mount. So the shock mount is what stops vibrations making it to the microphone. Oh boy. Maybe I put them in a drawer. See, I have exclusively been using the stick pop filters. No, not pop filters, shock mounts. I don't know why I keep getting that wrong. I think it's just because I'm nervous. I am nervous. I don't know what it is about audio. I do know what it is about audio. I know why I get so nervy and worried. It's all to do with the fact that I'm super insecure about my voice. Right, let's double check here. No. So we're gonna get another box down. Okay, hope we don't drop it on our head. Okay. Ooh, this could be... No, this is a computer box with a spare mouse because I kill mice. Okay, there's no shock mount in here. Just loads of fans for computers. It's almost like tech graveyard. I don't know, I hope you can hear me. I think you can hear me. Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. Fuck, okay. That's power supplies. That's a suitcase. I don't even know what's in that. Do I need a torch? I think... Okay. Bear with me. It's gonna... Wait, what's that? Yes! Yes! Woohoo! Woohoo! Don't get hiccups. Don't get hiccups. I got... No hiccups. Okay. We are in business, my friends. Now we're cooking with options. This is a shock mount that cost me £8. It's for thicker barreled condenser microphones. I exclusively use condenser microphones. I could explain them, but I won't. So let's talk options, shall we? We have a... God damn it. I can't remember the name. We have an Aston microphone, which is... What one is it? Seriously, what are you? Are you even an Aston? Right. The problem is they've all got... Yeah, this is... Is it... Oh, no! No, I don't like this one. This is not... No, is this? What one is this? What is this? What? No, seriously, what is it? It's like... This is a weird one. Oh, I don't know if I like... Well, maybe I should try it? Did I give it enough of a chance? Oh, that's a question. Well, first of all, does it fit in a shock mount? Wow, that's a fat boy. So, Aston microphones are not the most expensive. But they are very well built. Very... You know what? I'm sick of not knowing what microphone this is. So I have to go to the Aston website and see if I can work it out. So just bear with me one moment. Okay, we're not buying a microphone. We're just going to swap out to... Aston microphone. There's so many microphones on my desk right now. It's confusing. Is this a stealth? This might be a stealth. This is a stealth. Which is a... The Aston Stealth is a revolutionary dynamic microphone. Oh no, it's dynamic. I literally just said that I only use condenser. Well, technically it is a... I don't know. I don't like this. Okay. I don't know. See, the problem with dynamic microphones, they tend to need boosting. So you either have you tend to have a cloud lifter just to help the signal strength. Don't ask me to explain that. I am too nervous. But I could... Oh! This has won a lot of tech awards. I know it has. And it's got good reviews, right? It's got 5 stars. Nothing short of revolutionary. Stealth astronavigation impresses. Yeah. Tape on. Placing it in a league of its own. Apparently, it's a fantastic microphone. It's wonderful. Oh, what do I do? It's got a... Oh, man. It's got 10 out of 10 on lots of... Oh, wow. Wow. Lots of people tend to like the microphone. I honestly do not know if I gave this microphone a fair chance. I was really stoked when it came out. Because it's got voice settings? Oh, I don't know. Should I give it a good go? So I have a friend who's an audio engineer. And I think he wasn't impressed with the sound. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I know why I wanted this microphone. It has a dark vintage setting, and I have an obsession with that vintage warmth, and I do not like Kiro TV, so let's just skip this to the next song. Not Grazers. Bloodsport? Not that one. The Fuel? There we go. So... I don't know what to do. This doesn't have... Well, the majority of the signal doesn't go through filter circuitry. It just attenuates it with the 4 settings. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give this microphone a fair chance because I don't think I gave it a good chance before. Now, this is actually going to be an experience for me because all of the condenser microphones that I have are side address. So they stand up and then you talk into the side. This isn't. It's a... what do you fucking call this? I don't even know. It's on the end. What is this type of microphone called? Oh, I am so fucking dumb. What is it? Oh, God, do I have to Google it? I'm gonna have to Google it. It's not side address. Oh my God. Sorry about this. I am panicking. It's a top. Or is it an end? Is it a sub? Is it a dom? I don't know. We're going to find out. Okay, it's not side address. I'm literally just looking at pictures of microphones now. Oh, that's it. No, that's the one. What do you call that? Just bear with me. No, I've lost it. Sometimes I am the dumbest motherfucker in the fucking world. Like 9 times out of 10. It's a top address microphone. Oh God, that's so obvious now that I think of it. It's got a built-in pop filter. I'll give it a chance. If I can fit it in the shock mount, which is over here. I knew that. Right, we're going to see if it fits. We're going to use this stealth microphone. Oh boy. Please fit. Ooh. It's a bit tight. Wait, didn't I have a specific... Ooh, is that going to fit? Ooh. It's kind of like when you've had a lot of pies over Christmas. Okay, yeah, it fits. It's a heavy boy, though. Aston microphones tend to be heavy because they have fantastic build quality. Right, so... Ooh, I don't know about this. I really don't know. I'm so used to side address microphones. I'm not sure if I can... I'm just nervous. I'm so nervous. I think my insecurities have come out. And I'm reeling and I am panicking. It's okay. It's okay. You know what? We're not going to buy a microphone. Because I have my eye on a seriously expensive one. We're not going to jump the gun because of panic. What we're going to do is we're going to put in a microphone. Okay. So we have to unscrew this microphone. Well, actually, we need to unscrew the shop mount. Okay, is it unscrewing? Shop mounts are... Oh, Jesus fucking fuck shit fuck fuck. Fuck you. Shop mounts are, I feel, a very overlooked area for voice actors. The difficulty with shop mounts, there are so many cheap ones out there, and a lot of them do the job, but you have to look at the type of microphone that you have. So, stick microphones, it's pretty simple. You just need to have something that's very securely secured. The difficulty comes in, I don't know which way round to put this microphone. Oh no, is it wedged in? Oh no, it's wedged in. Oh no, it's wedged in. Because it fits. But it should be... Oh god. I don't know if this is a good idea or not. I have this nature to myself. If stuff isn't working out, I feel that I have to change stuff. So we're changing. Oh. Sorry, I'm skipping into a song that will help calm me down. I want to be adored by the Stone Roses. Okay, you know what? Fuck it, we're going to do this. Because it's... Get it? Oh, you porky boy. This microphone is so big. It's the diameter of the handle. I don't know if... No, wait. Lefty, loosey, righty-tighty. Lefty, loosey, righty-tighty. So, yes, I didn't know which way to... Wow, it's really... It's quite a porky boy. Okay, so we're going to put this in. So now we're going to tighten it up. But no, we don't want it to be too far to the... So I'm fitting a new microphone. Lefty loosey. Wow, that's not even going anywhere. Right, let's move it down a bit. It's about balance, I guess. I wanna be adored. Okay. It doesn't really matter which way up we put it because it has to... Well, I have to talk into... Oh, man. I have a dirty mind. Because basically it's like talking into the... It's like talking to the tip of a... Yeah. Anyway, moving on. How do you change the setting? How do you know which setting it's on? Where are the buttons? Where are the buttons? How do you know? Is it a case of lights? I can't even remember how to use this microphone. It's got four voice settings. Okay, we're going to be using it. I don't care. Should I swap out the audio interface? What do you think? Now I know, I can't hear you. What audio interfaces do we have to choose from? Well, I'm so glad you asked. We have the Vault from Universal Audio. We have an Audient. Actually, we have two of those. We have a Solid State Logic. Actually, should we just use this one? Audient ID4. I also have the next one up. How many do we have? I think we've only got four. We've got four audio interfaces. Let's go through my history of audio interfaces. The solid state one is pretty new into the marketplace. It's solid state Logic, well-known name. It's got fancy shit on it that I've never really liked the sound of. Audient, solid. What is that? Wow, you can tell this one's well used because it's got... Is that chocolate on it? It's not chocolate. Please don't be chocolate. Did I get chocolate? Let me just clean it off. And I think somewhere I've got a... another kind of audio. So we've got Audient, Solid State Logic, or we've got the Universal Vault. It's also a really, really, really bad idea to use all new stuff all at once. So don't swap out your microphone and your audio interface at once. Don't do that. Well, that's what we're going to do because we're fucking idiots. Well, I'm a fucking idiot, not you. You're great. You're smart. Let's find another audio interface. I'm not very organized, by the way. Okay. This is... what is this? This is the ID14, which is like the ID4, but like the next one up. One thing I do like about Audience, they are very tactile. I do not like push buttons on an audio interface. You know what? We could probably just swap them straight out. Oh no, I don't have a power lead for this one, so maybe we can't. Which might be a good thing. Well, no. Oh no, wait. Does it need a separate power thing? Or is it bus powered? See, that's the problem with audio interfaces. Some of them need to have a separate... See, the ID4 is straight from the PC. You just plug it in and it's good to go. But this one, it's got a separate power thing. So I think it needs... a separate power supply, and I don't have a cable for it, so this has been eliminated. Sorry. So we're down to three options. We have the solid state, which again is bus powered, or the Audient. I think we're going to use the Audient. I like the Vault. I do. But I figure if we're changing shit for no reason at all, apart from insecurity, I know that the Audient is solid and fantastic. And that is definitely chocolate. Why is there chocolate on here? I think it was... yeah, it's fine, don't worry. Not that you're worried. So, we are swapping out the audio interface. We're swapping out the microphone. This is so fucking dumb. And we're going to be editing with a new compressor. No, it's not a compressor. It's an EQ. What is it? Oh, this is just set up for super success. Check out. No. I'm not buying a microphone. Not that check out. Give me a minute. We're going to find it. It's all good. Eco-friendly packaging. Oh no, this is again about the microphone again. I was going to get Suv 2 as a plugin, as an EQ plugin. It helps soothe harshness, but nope. Instead, I got something else. What did we get? I don't know. I'm trying to find out. Just bear with me. Smart something. So I use Smart Comp as my compressor. And this is Smart EQ Free. Ooh, I've also got a new reverb plugin. Why are you doing everything new at once? You shouldn't. Can you hear the mad laughter in the background? Now the dog barking. It's fine. Okay, we're gonna do this. Oh, this is probably gonna be a real bad idea. But I'm gonna keep everything near my desk, so if I need to swap it out, I can swap it out. It'll be fine. This will be absolutely fine. Don't know what you're worried about. What could go wrong? Everything. You are literally a moron. You literally have no idea what you're doing. I've been doing this for years, and this is how I operate. Oh, you're so inviting trouble. And I'm, like, literally just pressing a button. Okay. We're gonna do this. The one thing I don't like about the Audion ID4 is that the Phantom Power button is on the back. And this is where you ask me, what the fuck is Phantom Power? So, some microphones, USB microphones, you plug straight into a computer and they work. They don't need Phantom Power. Analog microphones need a bit of a boost, more power. So you have to do like a little Scotty type thing and press this button here, which is... That's what I love in an audio interface. I love clicky, tactile buttons. It's at the back, which is a bit fiddly. Okay, this is what we're going to do. This is the setup that we're going to be running with tonight. Oh God, this is such a fucking bad idea. This is such a bad idea. Also, no Pepsi. We're going to be... No. Oh, wow. This is such a bad idea. This is awful. This legitimately could be shit. And I've lost a microphone. It's not that I've lost it. It's just I have a variety of microphones around me right now. And they've all got fairy hats on. And when they've got fairy hats on, Mummy can't identify who you are. This is why I don't have children. They put a hat on and I have no idea who they are. Literally, someone could come kidnap my children just by putting a hat on them. Right, let's put the microphone in, shall we? So, microphone rise, we're going to be... Okay, how about we take the microphone out of the shock mount before we start screwing it in? Because then there's less chance of dropping the microphone. See? Professional! All the moves. No, wait. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. I swear I'm not this much of an idiot. Yeah, I am. We're gonna put the pop filter. Wait. Which way round? Well, it's gonna be on its side, so it doesn't matter. When I use a stick microphone, a side address, you have to think, are you going to suspend the microphone upside down? Or are you going to have it the right way up? I used to be all about upside down. Wait, which way will be the best for stopping it having vibration? Probably the right way up. But then again, it's going to be sideways. So it... So much decisions. Much English. Very good. Very good. Okay. This feels completely alien to me, having a microphone pointed at my face. Like it's going to go off. Yes, that was a smarty comment. Only going backward. Oh, this one has a purple light! Wait. But how do you choose what vocal mode? Wait. I need to find this out before I put it in. No. Oh, it's got a ring on it! Sorry, there are just so many penis jokes with this microphone. It's a case of, it's got a ring. It's literally, if you're about to give a blowjob, it's like that. Okay. We need to put a furry hat on this motherfucker. Though, I don't just put a furry hat on. So there are two types of windscreens. Windscreens are either the foam hats or the furry hats that you put on microphones to kind of stop wind and breaths stuff. There's the foam ones, and then there's the furry ones. I tend to do both. Just because I'm very dynamic in the way I talk, and I want to give myself as much chance as possible. Okay, is this okay? Do we have any other fairy hats? I have a basket of fairy hats for microphones. Just bear with me, I need to find it. Right. Where is the hat shop? Are you the hat shop? No, you're not the hat shop. Are you the hat shop? No, you're not that. Have I lost the hat? Okay, I found the hat shop. It's fine. How am I going to get to the hat shop? Okay, give me a minute. Have I spent an unreasonable amount of money on fairy hats for microphones? Yes, I have. A concerning amount. We'll just drop it on the floor. Oh, aspirin. Let's put it in a nice logical place. Otherwise called throwing it and hoping it doesn't fall. I've spent an unreasonable amount of money on furry hats for microphones. It's just like a little carpet of Cossacks, really. The biggest concern for me when it comes to furry hats for microphones or furry windscreens is the inner seams of the hat. Ideally, I want them to be slightly bigger than the circumference of the microphone. I don't know why. I think it's just personal preference. I just like to make sure that my microphones don't catch colds. Okay. We have... Oh, we don't have many. I have found a screwdriver, however. Okay, not these two, because those are for square microphones. This is too small. Is it too small? To find out whether they're too small, I have to turn them inside out. Oh, that's way too small. What microphone is this for? It's tiny. Oh, no, wait. This might be the right size. Oh, no. No, this is for a handy. well, the sexual references. This is for an audio, digital audio recorder. So, nope. So, Ooh, that might be a better hat for you. See, the problem is... I think when it comes to foam hats can be small because they'll stretch around. See, that works for me. That's good. I actually think this foam hat is for a Yeti Nano. Yeah, it is. Do I have a Nano? I feel like I had a Nano somewhere. Not that I have multiple microphones, I don't know where they are. Now, but this one also has an inside windscreen, so maybe I don't need that. We could just rock the double foam one, or we could just straight put a fairy hat on it. No, we're just going to go foam. We won't go fairy. So this is not going to look like a Russian, which is a rarity for my microphones. They've all got fairy hats. Okay, let me just dress up my kid. Just put your hat on! Put your hat on! Bastard. Okay. I think that will be good to go. So let's just put all the other hats. Some of these hats are really expensive, these windscreens. This one was... Let me just see if it's actually the one that I'm thinking of. This one was £40. But that's for a specific microphone, which I hate. Okay, so we put all the furry hats and all the round hats. Or maybe this one will be better. No, it's literally the same hat in a different colour. Do you want to have a black hat or a purple hat? You do have a purple... No, you're right. Let's not be ostentatious. Right, let's put the hats back because I've learnt that I need to put stuff back. Otherwise, I will just make a big old fucking mess. Okay, we don't need any other cables because this is the same cable, I think. Maybe. Oh no, there's something on my foot. It's fine. It was my other foot. We have hatted it up. Oh, but it looks really insecure. It's his first time in this hat. Okay, now this is where I panic and worry. As in microphones, I need to move a table. Bear with me one moment. Please don't fall. It's fine. As in microphones are heavy motherfuckers. They're kind of the Blue Yeti of the condenser microphone world. I have four microphones with me. No, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4. 5. 5? Yeah, 5. Yeah, let's not buy new microphones if we've got 5 fucking microphones right here on the bed. Jesus. All the microphones are maybe half the weight of this stealth. So I need to make sure that this boom arm is I need to not catch myself in the springs. It's fine. I just need to tighten up all of the joints. Because one thing I've learned, with a heavy microphone, you need to make sure that it is as stiff as possible. You can loosen it afterwards, but if you start with a loose woman for your penis microphone. Sorry, if you start off too loose. Oh my fucking god. If it's too loose. Okay. That was me trying to strangulate my giggles. It didn't work. If it's too... Okay. Alright, no, that's alright. Okay. I do worry a lot. I am quite anxious, generally. And... I don't know. I'm not having a great time at the moment, so I end up doing stuff like this. It's fine though. It's okay. It is what it is. I could hide away. I could go to bed for days, but I'm kind of done with doing that. So I guess we're just swapping out every piece of audio equipment I'm using. Right. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Righty tighty. Just gotta make sure it's righty-tighty, if you know what I mean. Okay, which way am I likely to hit the microphone? Well, ideally, why don't we not hit the microphone? Wait, no. Alright. We're gonna put the microphone in. And we're gonna make it very stiff. yeah. God, you're girthy, ain't ya? You're a girthy microphone, yeah. Okay, that's just creepy. Okay. And I can already feel the boom arm is not exactly happy. Also, when you've got one of the shock mounts that has 4 adjustable arms, go round in a clockwise direction, or anti-clockwise, or counterclockwise if you're American, and tighten one at a time while making sure to hold the microphone. Because some cheaper microphones, oh wow, there's a lot of tension on that. This is love. Feel it. Love, this is love. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Oh, I'm going to have to change my whole technique of microphoning. Microphoning, God. I wouldn't think I'd do this for a living, would you? Okay. Oh, that feels weird. I want to put another hat on it because I'm worried about plosives. Plosives, you'll hear with me when I pop a pee. Puh, puh, puh. That's a plosive. So that's why I got the expensive pop filter, this one. It's also Aston. Oh God, I can't believe I spent that much money on a fucking pop filter. But the problem I'm going to have is... When you have a slide address microphone, you don't... You can have it flush with your desk, and you have the pop filter in front. That's not going to work with this one. So, I'm going to have to figure out how to make this work. I guess I can move it down. I don't want to really move it down, though. Oh, man. Okay, now this is where you loosen up the joint to figure out the position. You don't want to do that when you're installing a microphone in case it drops. Okay. Okay, we're going to have to go further back. Like that. Alright. That's okay. It's at moments like this that I wish I had another joint on this boom arm. It's only got one joint. Well, it's got two joints. One at the head, one at the elbow. Also, this is a dynamic microphone, technically. So I'm worried about signal strength. So it needs to be right in front of my fucking mouth. Oh, regret. Can you hear the regret? But fortune favors the stupid. The brave. Not the stupid. And where's that fucking pop filter? Where the fuck did I... This is why I believe in gremlins. Because I put shit down and then it just goes missing. It's either gremlins or I'm an idiot. Are you seriously telling me I don't know where that pop filter is? Ooh! I've actually got the instructions for this microphone. Obviously, I've never read them. Oh. What is that? Look under me. Thank you. I'm hiding some more googie. Okay, just one thing to get started. When changing between staff's four voices, grip the trick. So basically you want me to give it a hand drop. This has become far more smutty than I thought it would be. Where the motherfucker is that pop filter? No, it's not funny. It's not funny. This happens to me all the time. I lose stuff. Oh, I've got a little badge. Okay. That's great. Found it! My bed sheets are black. The pop filter is black. Guess what happened? Yes. Okay. Right. Let's get rid of the booster cushion. Let's get an honest representation of how I record. I don't record with the booster. I guess I have a booster cushion. Shut up. Being lied to, wish I never met you. Starting to regret you. Okay. Just dropped. How direct does this need to be? About you. Okay, no. Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm going to be recording tonight at midnight, probably more like 1 o'clock because it is Friday. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. All right, let's figure out placement. Oh, I'm worried. I am worried. But funny enough, the worry is actually taking care of the anxiety. Because for me, worry and anxiety are very different things. Anxiety, you can't do anything about. Worry, you can kind of... I just dick slapped you. I'm so sorry. I literally just dick slapped the microphone with the pot filter. Is this going to work? Okay. We might have to do something which I actually hate doing. I hate attaching the pot filter to the boom arm. because I don't like the sound of metal in my audio. So, oh, this feels very strange. Oh, it actually will work. Okay, that could actually work. Is that gonna work? Well, you know what? I need a foam hat. Okay, I need a volunteer to lose your foam hat. One of you's got to do it. Okay, I'm sorry. I know you are my most expensive microphone, but I'll buy you a new hat. I will. I'm going to have to get some scissors and I'm going to have to be crafty. Here we go. This is a bad idea. I know. You better hope and pray that this will fucking work. Why am I cutting? I'm cutting out the foam hat or windscreen for my most expensive microphone. It's an AKG. Is it? Yes, it is. Because I'm going to cushion the crocodile clip of the pop filter. So it shouldn't cause metal sounds in audio. Break the spell back in your own world. Okay, so we'll just... what the fuck are you doing? I ever know what I'm doing. I always tend to overdo padding when it comes to stuff. So where the boom arm is connected to the desk, there's actually a little foam hat there too. Let's do. Okay, this will work. This will work. I'm an expert. No, I'm not. Right. So, the reason I do actually like this pop filter, even though as a rule I fucking hate pop filters. No, yeah, pop filters. The clip on it is real good. Okay. I think we've got a workable solution. Oh no, it's losing its erection. What happens if we do it the other way? So it comes over the microphone. That sounds way too kinky for this. I know this isn't very exciting to listen to. Exciting to listen to, but I was literally just going to buy a microphone. And now I am reusing equipment that I am questionable about. Yeah, Morrissey, you can go take a fuck off. Oh, I do not need the depression of Morrissey right now. Okay. Maneuver. Right, we're gonna do a reach around. Oh my god. I might cry. We have to be careful because we don't want to touch the cable. Whoa. Whoa. Okay. Well, that's ghetto as fuck. Oh, that's just... You're too big. You're too girthy and you're too big. Over with ideas. Okay. Right. It bends to the left, so we need to... Ow! Fucking hit yourself in the face with a pop filter. We need to go to the right. Right, we're gonna go over the top and do a reach around. Okay, I'm gonna have to move you back. No, I don't wanna move you back. If I move you back, that could be very bad. I know I'm gonna have to give you a hand job later with the ring, but you're a fucking child. You are literally a fucking child making sexual comments, so that's maybe not say you're a fucking child. And the note attached will read... Ooh, don't hit the microphone! I'd love to hit you. It's not long enough for a reach around. What can I do? What can I do? I could do my preferred method of recording, which is no pop filter, just two windscreens. I will see. I don't know.
This is me thinking in real time. If you hear a ticking sound, it is my brain.
I like to read murder mysteries. Like murderers and me. Love and hate, what a beautiful combination.
Okay, ooh, that's real close to it though. Okay. I feel that it's glaring at me. It's too far forward.
Didn't come with any satisfaction guaranteed. So I return them to the sender and the note attached will read. How I love to eat you.
I'm literally trying to see if it's okay.
I love to hate you.
And then I realize that I'm singing and then I get really self-conscious. Okay. I think this might work. Can it move down? Okay.
Numbers that you sent for me.
Now, because it's not side address, I don't want to angle it because I don't know how to talk into a microphone. I want to put another hat on it. I want to put another hat on it, but I put all the hats away. And technically, it's got a hat built in. Are we actually going to do this?
Turn them to the sender and the note attached will read. How I love to hate you. I love to hate you. I love to hate you.
Okay, I need a song that I can work shit out to. So sorry, this is not what you were expecting. But I wasn't expecting this either. Alright. We drink water because we're an adult. And we use a microphone. Did you just get droopy on me? No, it's fine. Okay, I think this is it. So, tonight we will be recording with the stealth. I have no idea. I really have no idea how to use it. This top address microphone. I will probably watch a YouTube video for method. We're going to use the Audient. If I have... Oh no, this one doesn't need a separate power thing. So we'll use the Audient ID4. And... that should be it for our unneeded equipment change. Okay, this is what's happening. This is what we're going to do. Go team! Let me just take a look at those microphones again. I guess we won't be using that one. It's fine. It's fine. When I drop a microphone, I have a test to see if it's okay. It's called shaking it. Gently, gently. Condenser microphones are not... Well, actually, it doesn't... Dynamic microphones are a bit more hardy than condensers. My bed is just a graveyard of microphones... Pop filters, furry hats, audio interfaces. Oh, and a switch! Okay. That's what we're doing. This is such a bad idea. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's better than blowing my microphone fund on a microphone that I like, but that I wasn't planning on buying. Just because I am freaking the fuck out. It's alright. We can do this. I guess we'll find out tomorrow when I post audios. Oh, at the moment, we're doing from farm to table. So I record and then I post. I don't have any backlog at the moment. Whoa, no, that's not good. I literally just headbutted the pop filter. I don't want to headbutt the microphone. It's so rude to headbutt a penis when you're recording an audio. I mean, you have to talk it to the end. I'm not saying the microphone is... Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Wish me luck. And this is not going to be an hour long. Also, my voice is going. I need to do something about it. Be good. That's the song that comes on? As I'm finishing? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck you, Spotify. Fuck you.